Is the Ramchal Shir Kuf on Derech Eitz Chaim Kuf Mem Dalet in the Sefer we're learning. Alright. So now we can explain here, right? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a neshama tahara and a guf chashuch, and that's moneya, that's close to Sitra Achra. And now we're going to talk about how this neshama tahara was given to us as a help to remove the choshech and the connection of the sitra achra from our guf. V'zuhi kavanat ma she'amru. This is the kavanah of Chazal tell us. Shetzarich le'amlecha l'kut shebrichu b'chol eva v'eva. It's required upon us to be make a melech, to bring the malchus of the Kodesh Baruch Hu on each of our limbs. Right? And that's done through the mitzvahs, like we said before, that each mitzvah is associated with the limb. Right? And so when we're mamlich a Kodesh Baruch Hu, how we're mamlich? We're mamlichim by doing the mitzvahs. Ki Kodesh Baruch Hu eino rotze litpashet b'kedushato. Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't want to bring down his kedusha on a person. Al evrei aguf, on the limbs of a person. Why? Kiven sheyesh l'ra shaychut behem. It has relevance to the ra. And his korov l'sitra achra, he has relevance to the ra. Ad sheyamlichuhu aleihem, until a person makes HaKadosh Baruch Hu king over his evorim, al yadei mitzvah, through the doing of the mitzvahs. K'nomah l'mala, we said above. Like each mitzvah is associated with each part of the Eva, right? The Mishnah and all, as we mentioned that already. Hine, ze ma shehaya modia Eliyahu le'iyov. This is what Elihu le'iyov. Ba'omro, habet shamayim, look at the heavens, v'ra'a, and see. V'shur shechakim, shur is also a lotion of mabid, like we see by Yosef. Gav'o mimcha, it's higher than you. Im sidkat mati tainlo. If you did tzedek, you did something proper, mati tainlo. What should you give to him? Ki rotze lo dio. This pasuk that he wants to tell Iyov bitchila, in the beginning, ech she'ein ha'matzir yitbarach shomo. How it is that a Kodesh Baruch Hu mikabel, right? The Kodesh Baruch Hu isn't received shum shinui. How Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't change because of what happens in the lower worlds. And he took as an example Hashemayim, the heavens. Vu al derech ma she'ama Yeshaya, and it's like what Yeshaya says, ki gavo shamayim me'aretz. The heavens are very far from the aretz, i.e., kivyachol, there's no kesher, there's no connection between what happens here on the land. What happens in the heavens? Kivyoch, that's at this havamin. This is a havamin. It's not going to be the maskana. V'zehi ne'tire, and you will see. Ki bitchabel amala begalgalim. When we see a connection in the galgalim, like the planets and the stars, right? Eze kochav, some star im kochav acher, with another star. Ubumabatam. And when we look at them, Yolidu Tovel Aretz, i.e., according to astrology, we see that that connection of this star with that star, that constellation, right, which seems to be bring good to the world. Vacherim, there's other combinations of the stars or the constellations in whatever way they are. Bitchabram Yolidu Ra, when they connect, they'll bring Ra to the world. Chas v'chalila. And not because of this, yeshum shinui b'shamayim. And not because of this, there'll be any change in the heavens. Bizman mabat echad, bizman mabat acher. The heavens remain the same. The constellations might be changing, but the heavens remain the same. Ela shamayim omdim b'sivotam v'mekumeim. The heavens are around them and in their places. Ve'ein lehem inyan acher chutz mizeh. They don't have another inyan, another, you know, they're not affecting, being affected by these changes. Kach hem be'inyanam Vivaled ma hatov. And that thus is when they, the union of the heavens, when they're being mashpia, the galgalim, you know, are mashpia through their constellation, that they're the good in the world. I.e. the heavens doesn't kumor bivaled mehemara, like when it happens to Ra. I.e. the heavens don't change. I.e. the mazel will change, but the heavens don't change. Right? V'nimtza, we find, she'afalpi she'em omdim lashpia al haaretz, even though the galgalim, these constellations, are giving their influence on the land, right? Ko inyanam hu hashpa hazot, and all what they're doing is this influence, hem eino mishtanim bashpatam klal. The heavens don't change in the hashpa. Ken tidme b'sichlecha. That's what you might think. Eich she'en ha'matzir barach mekabel shum shini me'ashpio. He doesn't have any change when he's mashpia in this world. Ki af al pi shuvadai hu eino tzarech lebriotav. He definitely doesn't need us. Haya ef she'lachshov, it would be possible to think, shemitzad ratzono, from the point of his rotz and his will, im lo mitzad hechrach. Right? If not because he's forced, birtzon to, in his will, lashkif, to look, or lashkiach, to be involved, abriotav, with his creations, lanish ulaskir, to give them punishment or to give them reward. Nimtzeze asabo chasvalila chalila eze shinui. It would seem, therefore, that this would cause him a shinui, a change. Al ken hodio, therefore, it was made known, Eliyahu, to Iyob, she'enu ken, Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't change in the heavens. Between the ra on the top that he's giving, the scha or the onus he's giving his briotav, Ela ma'atzir barach shamo, lo asak, wasn't involved, lo osek, v'lo yasok, and he won't be involved, ki im b'shleimuto. Kodesh Baruch Hu in the Shemaim is not involved in punishing or reward, right? So to speak, in changing the constellations to give reward or punishment. He's involved in the completion of Kivyochol, his tachlis, his purpose. Which is what? To bring the world in unity with him, that we will know a Kodesh Baruch Hu, there will be a gilu of a Kodesh Baruch Hu in this world, and the world will come to Shlemus. That's what is involved. V'shlemutohu lasot hayoteh tov, do what's better, what's good. U'lachzir kol ra latov, to bring all the ra in the world to good. It's not to give scha and onish. Right? That means even the onish is tov. He's not punishing you because you did something wrong. The ra that you did, the tov that comes from that ra, might be onish. It might not be onish. It might be reward. It might, right? But whatever the totsa'ah from the ra that a person did is bringing the world to its tov, to its completion. Totsa'ah, whatever comes out. This I heard from Ramboshe, that when Kodesh Baruch Hu told Avram Avinu that he's going to have a child, so Pashtus, it doesn't make sense that Avram Avinu asked Kodesh Baruch Hu, like, you know, give me a sign, how do I know? He just told him, how do I know? Because Avram Avinu saw in the constellations that nothing changed. His Havamina was, if Kodesh Baruch Hu told him, then it has to change in the constellations. Kodesh Baruch Hu told him that he's going to have a child. It's the malam in the constellations. It's malam in the mazel. It means that Kodesh Baruch Hu's involvement in the world is the malam in the mazel. He influences the world against the constellations. It means that that's what Klal Yisrael, Tosfos says in Shabbos, right? That ein mazel be Yisrael. What do you mean ein mazel be Yisrael? It means that Klal Yisrael is the malam in the mazel. We're on a different sphere. And that's right, because there would be no Klal Yisrael. There would be no Klal Yisrael if we weren't Lamala and Amazon. We don't have Qum according to the constellations. We don't exist. Our existence is only because of Avram Avinu. And Avram Avinu only has a child, Yitzchak, not Lefi the constellations. So when Chas V'Shalom, Klal Yisrael, this is a very deep idea, Chas V'Shalom and Klal Yisrael aren't doing the mitzvahs, so then they're according to the constellations. According to constellations, they don't exist. Right. That's why they're Nichla, Chas V'Shalom, which is the name of Yisrael. It's a mitzvah. We only have Kiyum when we're connected to our Creator. When we're not connected, we're living with the constellations. We're living with the Mazel. But we don't have Kiyum. And even on an individual level, if a Yid doesn't behave like a Yid, he lives with the constellations, he doesn't have Kiyum. He'll be lost. That's Makat Choshech in Mitzrayim. When they didn't live like Yidden, they were lost in the Choshech of Mitzrayim, the Choshech of Makat Choshech. Stagnated. It's called the Choshech of Geinom. They got lost. V'nimtza. Who osik b'shleimuto? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in bringing the world to its completion. Ad shashamayim oskim b'sivuvam, until the heavens are involved in their going around, v'nimshach mimenu, and it is drawn from this, l'chol echad l'fi ma'asav, each person according to his actions, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved with him, to bring the world to its completion. For eino mishane isko mishleimuto, he doesn't change his involvement from bringing the world to its completion. Right? V'zeh inyan hagova sheyesh l'shamayim v'aretz. That's the concept that we said above. Govu shamayim v'aretz, Yeshaya said, that the heavens are higher than the land, are very high away from the land. Because the land is involved with the constellations. There's like a teva in the land. There's like a fixation in the land. The heavens, which is involved in a different involvement, involved in bringing the world to its completion. I bring the world to the yichud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the oneness, the revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. That's a different operation. Now, having said that, the concept here of neshama to guf is the same as heavens and earth. I.e., the goof, so to speak, is the land and the constellations. That's fixed. And kiviyochel, the neshama, to that, this world, is kiviyochel, the shamayim, Kodesh Baruch Hu's involvement to bring the world to its shleimus. So, too, does the neshama bring the goof to its shleimus and removes it from its fixed way. In other words, like you talk about the world has laws of nature, so to speak, or metaphysical laws of nature, the metaphysics of how the world's run, or the way the body works, even the metaphysics of the body. There is like laws or metaphysics which this is how things work. The neshama goes beyond that. The neshama gives the guf something which is beyond the metaphysics and the laws of that guf. So does the shleimus, tachlis of shamayim, takes away the world from the metaphysics of the world, from the constellations.
Mm-hmm. So,
the normal nature of a person is he has desires. That's normal. He likes to eat. Right. He likes to eat tasty things. He likes to do things which are desirable. That's normal. The neshama comes to the guf and changes that. Yep. His desires aren't no longer for those things. He doesn't desire them to the extent that that's mevatel him from avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It changes. Sometimes those desires will be somewhat removed. So just as when the neshama brings the guf to its shleimus, it can't do that without misa, without death, and then the guf becomes a spiritual guf, and then the neshama comes, that's olam haba. So too the world comes to its death. That's the 7,000th year. There's kivyochel, the misa of the world. The world comes to a new form, to a form, a more spiritual form, and the physical form is removed. So that is kilu died. Right? There's a tchias amesim to the world as well. That means shisha alfei shana havi alma, 6,000 years is the world. V'chad charuv, and one is desolated. That's the kibichol, the death of the world, the 7,000th year, the Yimot HaMashiach. She'af al pi, the heavens, right? She'em mashpiim el eleah, into the world, but they are higher than the inyanim of the physical world and its constellations. And they don't change. They don't change according to the changes, and the actions of the physical world with its constellations. And that's what it said. Habet Shamayim. This is what it said. Eliyahu Le'iyov. Look at the heavens, Vera'a, and see. Shu Shechakim. Look clearly at the Shechakim, the also sort of word for heavens, the heights. Gov Omimcha, and they're higher than you. Hine Hashamayim Nikrim B'Shem Shamayim. The heavens are called in the name of heavens. Mitzad Ma Shehem Netunim Kise HaMelech. Because there is placed the kise, the throne of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'zehu HaShamayim Kisi. This is what it means. The Shamayim is my kisi, my throne. It means the Shamayim is expression of His Malchus. Expression of His, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's expression. The gilui of His Malchus, the gilui of His unity. The gilui of His shleimus. Right? In the world. HaShamayim Shamayim LaHashem. That's what it means. The heavens are to Hashem. The revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's emanation, His unity in the world, the Shechina in the world. V'zeu pashut, shu murumam. That's clear that that's high, mikol inyanei adam, that's higher than any concept that is in man. There's not a physical man, there's not a physical. So the neshama is also murumam. Yeah, it goes together. Ach shechakim, what shechakim nikraim? The height are called Al-Shem Ma-Shehem Mashbiim, according to what influence they have on the physical world. This is what the Gemara says in Chagiga, Yud Beis Amud Beis, says here. Shechakim, the heights. What does it mean, Shechakim? So, Loshen of Sheshochakim, that they, Shochakim, Loshen of Tochen, of grinding. Min man le tzadikim. They give man to tzadikim. Man, you know, man in the midbar, they received man. That was Lechem Elohim, that was God's. That's the shefa that they bring to tzaddikim. The Shamayim is bringing us our shefa, spiritual. It's not physical, it's spiritual sustenance. He's amazing us, spiritual sustenance. That's what the Shamayim. So the more you're connected there, the more you're connected to man, the more you're connected to spiritual sustenance in the world. The more you're connected to spiritual sustenance, you don't need so much physical. Vafilu bebechinazu. Even this concept, sof sof, hem gvoyim miinyanei bnei adam. They are still higher than the what a person does, what he's involved with. Ve'ena mishtanim b'shinuyehim, and they don't change because of what people do here. You know, if China is going to do something, or America is going to do something. And the constellations of China and America, they're going to start like fighting, they're going to start, you know, a commercial war, whatever, it doesn't matter, not enough Kamina. Mm-hmm. Right? Al-Kain, that's why these type of news isn't so important. What happens now, what happens then, that's not so important. Other things are important. When we affect the higher worlds, doing Torah or mitzvahs, that's important, it's a different plane. Understand? It might affect China and America, but it's on a different plane than its effect. It's not through the constellations. Al Kain, therefore, Teda, Mikol Shekain, all the more so, you should know, all the more so, She'en Shinu Namati Yid Barach Shemot, there's no change in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ela Im Tzedakta Mati Tein Lo. If you did the right thing, what would it give to him? If you did good things, what are you giving to him? Ki im le'ish kamocha rish'echa. Like a man like you, his your evil. I don't know what that means here. 1 second. Ki hadam. What does it mean? Ki ish kamocha rish'echa. Ki hadam metziut rishona. His first metziut, his being. Huliyot karov le'sitra achri. He's close to the ra in the world. He's close to the physicalities in the world. V'yer ra shaykh bo. And the ra is relevant to him. V'im ena osetov. He doesn't do good. Hu nisha kafuf. he remains under the realm of the Sitra Achra, the other side, Kamochu, as he is from the beginning. In bringing the world to its completion, and therefore man to its completion, but dechiyat ara, in pushing away the ra, doche oto, pushes it. Ve'en hakadusha mitpashetet alav. The rishut of this person, i.e. the nature of a person, if he wasn't going to be oved, pushes away the kedusha of Kadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore the kedusha is not expressed in him. Now you have to understand, we said the Shemaim is the gilui of Kadosh Baruch Hu's malchus, right? And we said above that the way the neshama comes into the guf is through le'amlacha l'kudshu b'richu, to make a Kadosh Baruch Hu a melech on all ayivarim. So the same thing in both places apply. The gilui of Kadosh Baruch Hu's malchus in the world or in ourselves, that's what brings the kedusha into us. That's what brings the world to tikkuno shleimus. Brings man to shleimus, brings the world to shleimus. Therefore, the world comes through its shleimus, through man to its completion, through man coming to its shleimus. When a man represents the malchus of a Kadosh Baruch Hu on each eva ve'eva, so the world can represent that malchus. So when Avraham Avinu brought God's name into the world, and the world, right, Kadosh Baruch Hu, people were calling B'Shem Hashem, B'Shem Adni. Before Avraham Avinu, the world didn't accept Kadosh Baruch Hu as Adon, as the master of the world. It's because Avraham Avinu, his avoda, brought him to a level of Shemus. He was Merkava the Shekhinah, and therefore the Shekhinah was in the lower worlds. Therefore there's a Hakara of Kadosh Baruch Hu to the world. That's for one man. He didn't go around convincing millions of people. There were millions of people at the time. He went around with his private avoda, and God's name came into the world because of his Shlemus, because he represented Merkava the Shekhinah. We'll see what one man can do. Change the whole world through his individual actions. That's what a yid is. That means man intrinsically is shaykh to the ra. That's what it means. Le'ish kamochas v'sh'echa. Like a man like you is shaykh your rishut. Are you shaykh to the ra? Ule'ben adam sidkecha, says the Ramchal, im mitaken atzmo, if you fix yourself, Yashra Alav will dwell on him, Admut Kamar Adam. Then he'll look at the appearance of a real person. Shu Hashra Takdusha, that's the dwelling of the Kedusha B'chol Eva Ve'eva. Then a man fixes himself. Va'al Pi HaDerech HaZeh, through this way, Nimtzet Tachlitz HaShemus, he comes to the completion of himself. Kishiyakumu, and when they will stand up, Ne Adam, B'tchias HaMesim, She'az Tia Neshom B'toch HaGuf, the Neshom will be inside the Guf, She'tikna, because then it fixed it completely, V'zichta, and purified it, made it Zakuch, right? Removed, then all the Ra would have been removed from the Guf, the Guf becomes something spiritual, a spiritual Guf, the Neshama. As then the neshama is a full expression in the guf, right? Remember, that's what tzitzis is.
Right.
That's the tachlis, that's the tcheles. But as ye ikaschara, then the guf, when it radiates the neshama in a complete way, that's its char. Ushleimut hanitzchiyut. And it's the completion forever. When the neshama goes into the guf, and it's radiating completely its neshama, it comes to shleimus, and it stays in Hashlemus forever. Then there's Ta'alich of Kirvut HaKadosh Baruch Hu ad infinitum. That's Olam Haba. Because you can never reach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why Olam Haba has to be ad infinitum. The Ta'alich will come in closer and closer and closer. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do this? We have Neshama and Guf. The goof goes its own way, and the shama goes its own way. The shama's tachlis is shlemus, the goof's tachlis is pirut. Not shlemus, not completion. The heavens and earth. Because in order to create free will, there has to be opposing forces. And the only way you can have schar and onish is if you have free will. So it had to be created this way. There had to be something which is opposing the shlemus in the world. If there's nothing opposing the shlemus in the world, then the world would come to its shlemus mimela, without choice, without an atir to here or an atir to there. So this is the only way the world can be created, in order for there to be a tachlis and to be schar onish. Otherwise it's just, you know, just you're watching a process getting to a place mimela. And then there's no point for such a world, there's no tachlis for such a world. You just might as well create a human being in its form of ultimate goodness and just watch him get to that goodness. What's the point? There's no point in that. He's not getting ultimate goodness that way. Ultimate goodness can only become, we spoke, Ruch Chaim speaks about it in Derech Hashem, through being Baal HaTova. Baal HaTova means you have to be domed to Kodesh Baruch Hu, who's Baal HaTova. That's the ultimate goodness. To become the one who chooses good means you have a choice of good or bad. Just as the goof doesn't change when the neshama permeates it, but the desires of a person he won't feel. He'll feel his neshama, he won't feel the physical desires of his goof, it will change. So the world also gets fixed. When man, Siddur Shasharim brings it, when man changes, the world's nitkan imo, the world changes with him. The world comes to a high level of reality. But that's not because of the constellations, it's because of the Kodesh Baruch Hu Shleimus, that's mashpia into the world, and the world comes to its completion.